Can we put the microphones on here? Anybody got a recorder?
I was saying, you talk about segments, you guys are now 3-1 in the second segment, just how important is, you always talk about the team.
Most important thing is we won this game, it's the only game we can control. But it was a, you know, we had some challenges. We started 1-3 and then we were faced with 3 out of 4 on the road in the next 4 games. We got 2 out of 3 on the road, won our home game to be able to get back to .500. We did it a lot of different ways today. Defense came out and shut them out in the first half, shut them out, didn't even allow first down until I think midway through the second quarter. And then offense, particularly the run game, really sealed the game for us, and those guys did a great job there.
What's this game one?
Why so successful in the running game? What's wrong with the Jacksonville defense?
Just worried about our guys, but I thought we did a good job of adjusting to what they did. I thought Scott Linehan did a good job in the game of adjusting the way we were running the ball to more cutbacks and bounce out type plays. And, offensive line blocked well, but I think our running backs ran very well. They ran through contact, really to make guys miss. We had a couple guys make guys miss, jump over guys or give a little stutter step. But for the most part, they were running with power and they were running through tackles. I think that was probably the biggest thing for us.
How much was Calvin hurting before the game, Jim?
Fair amount. I mean, there's a reason he didn't practice this week, and it wasn't because we were just resting him.
This seemed like your most complete game of the year. Is that fair to say? I mean, offense, defense, running, passing, everything. And so, why?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get a win. However we do it, it really doesn't matter. I think that we can play better. I mean, I don't know that we look at this game and say that there weren't things. I mean, we missed a field goal early. We missed a chance for another touchdown late. Gave up a couple plays in a 2-minute drive where, we lost contain and they were able to make a big play. We had a penalty turnover and interception that could have made a big difference, put us in scoring position at the end of the first half. There's a lot of things that we can do better. I don't know if I want to classify this one as a complete
win. I'm sorry. At the start of the day, did you know Kelmer was going to play, or was that as it got closer to game time?
No, I think that we knew he'd be able to do some things. There are some things he really wasn't able to do, but he's a tough guy and found a way to contribute. He's a tough guy out there and, made a lot of plays for us. We had a feeling that he'd be able to do something. Just how much he'd be able to do and how long he could go was really the question.
Stafford became the second fastest quarterback to reach 10,000 yards in his career. Just put into perspective what he's accomplished at a young age and what his future looks like.
The biggest thing we were able to accomplish was getting a win. That's the only thing that we're really concentrating on. So, our future is obviously bright with Matt Stafford. Whether it's a game like this where he's handling an awful lot, or a game that he's got to go, and play with the lead, or a game that he has to, catch us up, he's able to do anything on the football field.
All right. Coleman had a pretty big game for you.
Yeah, unfortunately, his one interception was overturned, but thought he did a nice job in coverage. That was a great interception in the game, and stopped their first drive of the second half, gave our offense the ball back, and. We've had a lot of issues with injuries in the secondary, but Eric Silva, Jonte Green, we've got contributions from a lot of guys stepping up and playing there.
How much are you getting out of it?
It's part of what we do. He's good job blocking point of attack. He's good job blocking on the edge. He's good job pass protecting when we call passes with it. So, does a nice job with it.
This is the first time we've seen you since the news came out Friday. Just your thoughts on that and his future, too.
I don't want to comment on that. I mean, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do except try to keep a positive attitude, particularly for him. It's very disappointing. I think we're most disappointed for is not the team, but for him. He's worked extremely hard, and that's a tough situation. But we'll just take it as it comes. It's not in our hands.
Any injuries today, Coach?
I generally don't talk about injuries.
Will Jada be around the team going forward for the rest of the year?
We'll see. I mean, most of our guys that are injured or inactive for the rest of the year, injured reserve, stuff like that, hang around in some. Not all of them travel to every game and stuff like that. But it's important for most of them to stay around.
All right, we have one more player coming in.